It's the 30th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A former Conservative MP disapproves of the Tory candidate selection process for Mid Bedfordshire. Nadine Dorris voiced her dissatisfaction on X, formerly Twitter, wondering why the recently departed Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbuswai had been excluded from the shortlist. Blake Stevenson was selected for the constituency from a list which included Sue Clark, a Central Beds councillor, and Jamie Wallace, the MP for Bridgend. Mr Akinbuswai commented that, apparently, a very influential local member of the panel stated to colleagues, if he gets in the final three, he will win with members. I thought the point was for members to decide. He explained further that he was neither bitter or angry with the outcome. Preen CIC, which operates a food bank in Biggleswade, is requesting donations of food items and cleaning products as cost of living challenges continue for many. Manager Simon Lewis says his shelves are almost empty and that it now happens with increasing frequency. The organisation welcomes all contributions at its Unit 2 Shortmead Industrial Estate location. 20-year-old Leon Penman was fatally stabbed in the afternoon on a busy section of Bedford's Riverfield Drive. The suspect, who has since been arrested, is 18-year-old Jacob Zuku. Mr Zuku has also been charged with murder. A statement issued by Leon's family read, "Leon was a much-loved son, brother and loving father to two beautiful daughters and a friend to many. Leon will be sadly missed. We are all truly devastated." The Great Big Green Week returns next month with events in Bedford taking place at the Higgins, Panacea and John Bunyan Museums. Activities are scheduled for the 15th of June to raise awareness around environmental issues. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.